Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with an industry leader to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's jump right in. Joining me today is a guest who, although not directly in the automotive industry, definitely knows a thing or two, or maybe 12, about marketing. And so I am thrilled to have Scott DeGrossier, CEO of Wicked Reports, here to talk with us about the who, why, what, and importance behind using and understanding the huge benefits of a buzzword that is here to stay in our industry and the business world overall right now, multi-touch attribution. So Scott, welcome to For the Road Forward.
Thanks so much for having me. You know, I've explored the idea of marketing attribution in automotive a couple of times. So when the opportunity came to be on the show, I was really excited that we could dive into some of the gory details, but potential big benefits if a dealership pulls it off.
Well, love that. So Scott, if you will introduce yourself to our audience, share a bit about the journey and why behind your mission and your company, and then definitely the story behind marketing doesn't work for lobsters. So in other words, whether it's lobsters or cars, what is the better marketing way and what are the keys to getting the most out of our marketing dollars?
Sure. So I founded a company called Wicked Reports back in 2015. And we did marketing attribution, which you would mention marketing attribution, people really didn't know what it was. We'd say, well, we'd have to go into a long conversation to say, well, we're going to track the clicks on your ads. We're going to look and see if they turn into sales. And people would be like, oh, okay, that sounds pretty good. But if I just said marketing attribution, which is what that is, people didn't know that term. So the industry has matured a long way. But how I first got started in it was my friend Mark was running a company, Get Name Lobster. And he was selling lobsters online, which he still does. And he spent $4,000 in 1 month on Facebook and only got one sale. And that was his entire budget. And he said, well, Facebook doesn't work for lobster. And I said, well, maybe not. But what if they buy later on from your email or from another ad or something like that? And he's like, how am I going to tell? And so I looked into it and there was nothing really affordable or, you know, for a smaller team, you had a team of maybe 10, to really use or get insight from without spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I thought it'd be a fun like puzzle, stitch something together. I was just going to do it as a one-time consulting thing for him. And what we did was we created a landing page with his offer, and that offered like 50% off his lobster tails or what have you. And then when they submitted their email to get to the special offer page, that put them on his email list, and he wrote really fun, engaging emails, and he sent them like 2-3 times a week. And what we found was that when he spent the next $10,000 he spent was his next month, he broke even. But if we looked at it over 3 months, he actually made 10-1 on his money. He made almost $100,000. And it was that there was a journey behind there, and there was different ways he communicated with people at the top of his funnel when they weren't aware to him. Aware of his brand. And then once they got comfortable after a couple of emails and looking at his reviews and all that, then he started making the money. So there was this delayed time to value that still exists in online marketing today, cars as well.
Yes. Understanding the consumer journey is everything, and understanding how to measure success in each area of the funnel is just as critical. And so let's talk about multi-touch attribution. So Scott, as you know, Cox Automotive, our parent company of Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book, recently hired Proficient to conduct a white paper for us because we wanted a real third-party, unbiased view of the challenges that our clients are facing in measurement, just like what your lobster friend was dealing with, and the role that third-party marketplaces play in the automotive consumer journey today. And so anyone who has downloaded the white paper and our subscribers know that it resulted with some findings and recommendations for the automotive industry to not just start, but I would say kind of do not pass go, do not collect $200, just do it now when it comes to adopting multi-touch attribution to help make smarter marketing spend decisions. And so, Scott, can you share with us in our audience a little bit about the benefits that you see across many different types of businesses using MTA and seeing that full customer journey, and then share the difference it can and does make to marketing ROI and really helping a business gain market share in a competitive landscape?
Definitely. So the first key thing to realize is that if you're relying on the ad platforms to measure for you, that's like the fox watching the hen house, because you're not going to have Meta ads tell you to stop spending, go spend the money on Google, and vice versa. Google isn't going to say, this is working great, but maybe you should cut some of our budget and spend it with AutoTrader or some other, you know, auto finding website. And so you need an unbiased source of truth, because nowadays all the different places that you're spending in marketing, when you report a sale either online or report some sort of event, or your website has a, you know, a positive interaction with a potential customer, they're all looking at that and then likely taking credit. And so that's the first, like, just kind of public service announcement to make, is that if you first dive into it and trying to cobble together from looking at all these independent views, that's going to be really challenging. And that's what we found. The more you spend, the more that these journeys overlap, and the more it becomes tricky to untangle without dedicated technology that can do that. Now, the big thing which happens is that the top of the funnel is more rewarding to figure out, and it's also harder to crack that nut as a marketer. Top of the funnel, meaning people that aren't aware of your brand, or in this case, aren't aware of your dealership. So I just bought a GMC Yukon. It was right in October. Well, there's a bunch of listings out there, but then there's different dealerships and there's different interactions I have with them. And there's also different spots I was looking to try to determine that I wanted a Yukon. And if I wanted it, where did I want to get it from? Price was obviously a consideration, but then there's miles, you know, there's all these other factors that go into it. So when people are unpacking multi-touch attribution, you want to start at the top, especially because in an automotive sale, you're going to spend, you know, $20,000 to $100,000. You're not probably going to click and buy on the very first engagement. It's highly unlikely. Someone can get someone to click and buy a car for $50,000 in one click. They're probably quite wealthy. That'd be very impressive. You got to go into a test drive. You got all these other stages of the journey. And so what multi-touch attribution can do, if done right, is direct you on where those top of the funnel, cold traffic, initial searches lead to buyers. Because rather than trying to deduce all your 50 to 60 touch points, or, you know, let's just say maybe there's 10 in a car, that gets confusing, because you try to weight them all and you got to try to make a decision. Otherwise, why are you going to look at all this data? And so I find that figuring out the top of the funnel not only is where the whole journey starts from, but also the data inside the platforms and other, if people aren't looking at that, you have an edge on your competition, because you're getting more, you're investing where to get more people to start the journey that you can then, once you've got someone in, and retarget them is a lot easier. But getting them into the retargeting and then the sales follow up and all that, that's the hardest job, but also the most valuable one a marketer can do.
Yeah, excellent points. We have talked a lot on this show over the last couple of years about the journey from click to close. The white paper third-party data actually says that there are an average of 62 touch points between click and close for the average consumer in automotive. And so you think about that, with most of our customers still using, you know, a CRM or a first click or last click model, they're maybe seeing 3% of the full consumer journey to make those spend decisions. And so I love what you said there. So I want to talk about a recent podcast that I saw you on, where you said something pretty sage and suggested three actions, and I'll call them strategic advantages, when it comes to using multi-touch attribution. Will you share those with our viewers and listeners on your three-pronged strategy and recommendations?
Sure. I have a system called the Five Forces, which is a measurement strategy that you can apply to any business. You know, it's taken me 10 years to simplify attribution to the point where really, when you're looking at all the data and then you're looking at all your campaigns, it comes down to three different paths and one word for each. You either want to scale your ad spend, scale, or you want to kill, which means you got to fix something or you're going to continue to waste money, or chill, which is actually underrated, I think. Chill means, you know what, I can keep spending at the same amount here. I'm not scaling to the moon, but I'm paying some bills. I'm making a profit here. And furthermore, as a busy marketer, chill means, hey, there's at least one less thing you got to worry about. You can just keep the things chilling and move on with the rest of your day. You know, we have all kinds of different customers, but at the end of the day, marketing attribution can be really interesting, but you have to get down to where you make a budget allocation decision. And so for us, it's either you're spending more somewhere, your scale, or your kill, or your chill.
Love it. Scale, kill, or chill. I hope everybody wrote that down. So, Scott, for somebody who's listening to this and thinking, how do I start shifting to multi-touch attribution? Or on the flip side, listeners and viewers are thinking, well, my dealership, my rooftops are already using an MTA approach to view the full consumer journey. How do I dial it up? What are your top recommendations?
Well, I'd focus on trying to improve one part of the customer journey first with data capture. From the outside, looking into the industry, I'd say once you get someone in for a test drive, that's a massive conversion point. So 62 touch points. What you don't want to do is track all 62, then take the amount of the car, divide by the touch points, and give them all equal credit because they're not all equal impact. So even if there's just one or two that you know you can give a lot of impact to, because at the end of the day, you want accurate data, but it needs to be a signal for you to take an action that makes you more efficient with your ad spend, either saving money you're wasting or making more money, ideally, on money you're investing. So I would start with a couple of key touch points and work back from there. It's not for the faint of heart, but when you take those 62 touch points, starting with a few critical ones and measuring those and how they happened is what I'd start with first. I mean, how you got someone to a test drive would be critical in my case, because you got the first touch, but then you got to get them in to see the car. And, you know, everyone's busy. No one wants to, like, I'm sure that's quite challenging, but that would be where I would focus first. That to me is like a accurate point. You'll have it in your dealer CRM that they came in. And then when you can overlay the paid activities that got them there, that would be an edge that you have that you could then optimize that part of the journey.
Yeah, like with any big endeavor, we can start to eat our elephant one bite at a time. Data capture, one or a couple of simple metrics that matter, and then start building on it from there. So great advice, Scott. Last question. If you could give one piece of advice, one takeaway to a dealer or business who is still measuring success by lead volume alone and not seeing the full path of what brought that shopper turned into a buyer to them, not using a multi-touch attribution model, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them at a minimum, get the paid activity or marketing activity that led to the lead, then do the cost of that activity against the number of leads. So you have the cost per lead, and then look at the leads conversion percentage per source. Because you could find you're getting a ton of leads, because if you just choose the lead approach, for sure, out of your 10 to 30 marketing activities, 80-20 rule, there's probably 4 or 5 that ones bringing the good leads, the Glengarry leads, and the rest of them are bringing, you know, maybe not bringing as good of leads. And so if you can at least determine the right lead source, that's a huge edge. And then you can just invest more in that and stop wasting time on all the other ones that aren't really bringing the sales.
Yeah, we have spent a ton of time and energy and money investing to help close this blind spot. We actually see in the automotive space that the blind spot is 92% of consumers who buy cars never have a lead anywhere in the dealer CRM system. Isn't that just amazing?
Amazing.
It is. And so data capture is where it is. Use technology, use all of the tracking and rich data that exists out there today, such as in Cox Automotive's identity graph or with third-party multi-touch attribution companies, to start to close that blind spot, because you cannot win if you have a 90% blind spot that you're using to make spend decisions. So, Scott, I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope that our viewers and listeners took as much value from this as I did. And I want to personally thank you for sharing such incredible advice on how to make the most out of marketing efforts and insights, adopting new ways that are no longer nice to haves, but more of must haves in the world that we live in. And so I encourage each of you to connect with Scott on LinkedIn and to download the full white paper findings by going to b2b.autotrader.com or accessing the resources on our For the Road Forward podcast page, where we've conveniently linked it just for you. So Scott, appreciate you being here with us today.
I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
And that wraps it up. Thank you to our subscribers and followers for watching or listening to this episode of For the Road Forward. And don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode's released, access subscriber-only episodes, and be surprised with bonuses throughout the year. And I want to encourage you to sign up right now so that you don't miss out, because we have some pretty big Cox Automotive studies coming out over the next few months that you will want to get first look access to. And as always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry. Thank you for joining us for Unjaded Discussions aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. And be sure to tune in next time as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. As always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.